The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We were in an accident.
Daddy, are we gonna die?
No, it's my job to protect you.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Katie Afridi on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Huttenbach, and we are back. Hello, how are you? Good, great, awesome. We're still on Zoom? Yep. You still hate your life? Yeah, with the Zoom? Yeah, I do. I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Why do you hate it? Listen, I'll get my step back eventually. And when I do, we all will be like, what? The quality, the sound, holy shit. But right now, this is where we're at. I'll explain everything eventually in more detail, but I'm going to keep it vague. So, you know. For that, we thank you. But yeah, I am safe from the fires. Thankfully, the fires have died down. We had rain here. It was a scary little bit of time. My anxiety was so high. Thankfully, I'm not near the fires, but there were some times where I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna get out. So I evacuated. And I brought the only horror thing I brought was the Katie Afridi. The back of my chairs, and the horror at the store, and my Troll 2 on VHS, and that is all I brought from horror stuff. So you can tell that that means the most to me. And everything else, I probably need to get rid of it. I have so many Funko Pops. I've counted 40 Funko Pops, and I have since bought 3 more. I need to stop. Also, my street is so fucking loud. I've never realized how loud it is, but now very loud. So if you can hear it, you're welcome. It's the ambiance. But anyways, let's get into this because I want to try to cover as many movies this year as I can. So let's see how this goes. Probably won't happen, but I'm going to do my best. Anyways, I watched this by myself because that's how I watch the majority of these horror movies, is I go to the theater by myself. And then people are like, hey, why didn't you invite me? And I'll be like, I go at random times, and it usually is like a, cool, I'm going to go right now. So, and I don't like waiting for people, you know? I'm like, I'm ready to go. Let's fucking do this. So I watched The Wolfman. I watched The Wolfman from 2024, this movie. January flop? You tell me. It was fine. Listen. Okay, again, gonna spoil, so if you're not used to that, I don't care. Go to another podcast. There's plenty of them that don't spoil. I need to spoil. I called the ending from the beginning, okay? Let's back up, though. The opening sequence, though, was really fun. Okay? Sure, it was predictable. Sure, they, like, you know, oh, father and son, we're going on a trip and we're gonna go hunting for some deer. And the dad's super military and he's being super hard on his son. And his son's like, okay. And his dad's like, listen to me, Tenshin. He's like, yes, sir. You know, stuff like that. And then, you know, you start seeing, like, the hints of the Wolfman coming out. And then, like, the treehouse scene was so intense. I loved the tension. Like, that gave me some anxiety. And I was like, okay. I was like, you know what? It doesn't seem like it's going to be a great movie, but it has moments that were pretty good, you know, versus, like, a year ago at this time. Night Swim came out, and although everyone's like, well, Night Swim sucked, it's like, it's about a haunted pool, like, what did you expect? We at least expected, you know, it's maybe some fun moments, maybe some campy moments, you know, stuff like that, but this movie actually had some decent scares in it for, you know, kind of a boring movie that it was, I will say, can be honest, but it was interesting, and also, I'm getting ahead of myself, I have no notes, it's just my brain. Get shit. That's not good. It's gonna be chaotic for you. You're welcome, viewers. You're welcome. Okay, but going back, opening scene. Like, they didn't show a lot of the Wolfman, which I appreciated, because that builds suspense to not show the creature. Let us not see it till the very end. Just show bits and pieces. So you're like, what the fuck is it? What does it look like? You know? And like, just like the breath. Oh, good. I loved it. You know what I hated though? The fact that the mom, who I have IMDb, Charlotte was her name. Lovely. Love her. Julia Gardner. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous human. Why was she the mom? I thought she was the older daughter. She looks so young. They tried to hide it by putting her in a bunch of turtlenecks and older looking outfits. And I'm like, she is, how old is she? Let's say yes. How old is she? Okay, here we go. 1994. She is 30 and has a 12-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Which, maybe, but like, it just doesn't seem plausible. And then how old is the dad? 86. So he's 38. So yeah, he's 38. She's 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's, it just doesn't make sense. They should have cast a little bit older or made her an older sister. I think that would have been better. It didn't work for me. Did not work for me at all. The daughter, listen, no offense to Matilda Firth, but hey, your character of Ginger should fucking be dead. Hold for plane. And we're done holding because I'm impatient. Listen, I'm going to say that bitch. That fucking bitch was so loud the entire movie. I was like, girl, shut up. Like, She'd be like, Daddy! Ah! Oh my God! What? Where's the wolf man? And he's like in the other room. And it's like, of course now the wolf man is going to come after you. And then the mom's like, shit, now I gotta go. Like, just let the kid die. Let the kid die. Kids, listen. No offense. Fuck them. It's just, no. In a horror movie, immediate death. Fuck you. She's like, no, Daddy. And then when, you know, the dad starts to turn into a balding werewolf, by the way. Sure. Sure. Why not? Sure. Okay. And the daughter's like, you know, he's like transforming or whatever and like being all sickly, and they're outside and they like run back inside, and the mom like locks the dad out, and the daughter's like, why did you lock him out? Let dad back in. Oh my God, I hate you. And the mom's like, fine, I will. It's like, you are the adult here. You're supposed to protect your child. Do so, you know? You're a CPS? Yeah. Yeah. Not okay. Listen, not good. But I do think it was, I don't know. She was annoying, but that's okay. But also, it's those moments that you're like, oh, they do this so that we get annoyed because this is horror. And if they were smart, we wouldn't be in these situations, you know? So they gotta be stupid. Or you're not, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here, kids. We wouldn't be here. I do need to say this, though. Because, okay, I'm shitting on the movie, but I'm also gonna give it some credit. Listen, there was one scene that had me go, ugh. And for those of you who are listening to the audio only, I am, you know that thing when you have, like, when you see people, like, running, and they're running from something, and they have to, like, get inside, and you're like, oh my God, open the door, oh my God, go, ah, like, that's, and then you're like, go, I physically, like, jerked my hand, I jerked my hands, ew, disgusting, disgusting, no, but you know what, like, it had a physical reaction to that scene when the wolfman was chasing them across the field to his dad's house. And I just, a little hairball, sorry. Like, first of all, the field, not that big. Second of all, the wolfman is fast. Third of all, his keys. How many keys does he have? A lot. He hasn't been in the house in years. How many fucking locks did he get through while this beast is chasing him? Now, if you've been on TikTok, there's a trend where you have people pretend to be Michael Myers, and you see if you can open the door and run away and, like, lock the door in time before he gets to you. Not possible with the wolf man. You would be fucking dead, okay? Listen. This is, and the wolfman's his dad, and you're like, okay. Two baldies hanging out, sure. Why not? That's my, when I've given up on horror, I'm like, sure, why not? Go ahead. Sure. You know, the new Scream movie. That came out, or is coming out, and they keep releasing, oh, so-and-so's gonna be in it, and I'm like, sure. Sure, why not? Fuck it. I don't care anymore. You've already shat on the series. Let's do it. Why not? Seven's gonna be a shit show. Sure, make it Avengers. Bring everything together. Why not? Bring all the movies together into one heaping pile of dog shit. Why not? Honestly, why not? You know, we really haven't had like a really, really, really bad Scream movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, Halloween has its anyways. You get what I'm saying. That's a whole other rant. Maybe I'll do a video on that. I will. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I just... Anyways, back to Wolfman. Thank you. Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I've seen better. I've seen worse. For a January Blumhouse movie, it's fine. Everyone's like, do I need to see it? I'm like, you can. If you want, maybe wait for streaming. Did I fall asleep during the movie? In the movie theater? Yeah, I did. And there were moments where I was like, I can fall asleep here, and I guarantee you if I wake up in 5 minutes, he will be in the same spot. And he was. I think they could have cut a lot of the movie out and just made it sharper and cleaner. I was like, I don't know what's going on. It was interesting to see, like, the other side of the transformation. So from his perspective, like, he can't understand them, his family anymore. Like, I like that. It just got fucking weird. It got weird, but it got predictable. And they tried to do American Werewolf in London with the amazing special effects. And then they just didn't feel as real or good. I don't know. They were good. They are good. You know, I couldn't do that. So that's, you know, they're still good, but they're just not, you know, what that movie had. And they were trying to, but it just didn't. I don't know. It was fine. That's it, I guess. I don't know. Short episode, but it just seems right, you know? But anyways, that's that. I think I'm going to wrap it up here because that's what I want to do. Because I don't know if I have anything else to say about this movie. It was fine. Yeah. Short, sweet episode. Sure. Go see it if you want. Were you a fan of it? Let me know. Or don't. But, you know, let me know. It was fun, you know. How long was it? Hour 43? Yeah, I think if it was under hour 30, it could have been hour 30. Easy. It could have cut shit. Oh my God. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. But you guys are awesome. Genuinely, thank you for your support and for everyone who checked in. And yeah, I love you guys a lot. I'm going to do my best to keep posting. It's really hard. I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it every time. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's hard doing this on Zoom or just on my laptop. I don't have like a good camera, and I don't like to do it from my apartment. I like to do it in the studio. I've been very lucky to have my studio, and I like doing this with other people and not just by myself. That's just isn't the same and doesn't have the same satisfaction when I post. And I want to make sure it's also, like, it might be good for you guys, but it's not, you know, it's not satisfying to me. But I also don't want to lose you guys because I know that eventually we will get back to where we were before. But in a fun new way. It'll be exciting. Yeah. But for right now, this is what we get. I have my weird backdrop, you know, in my living room. That's fun. DVD. Oh, no. Gildafil. We got, you know, vinyls and shit. I'm still putting it together. I have a lot of posters still. I need frames for. Frames are expensive. But yeah, anyways, that's that. Oh, some exciting things. I'm working on merch. KT Afraities. T-shirts. Get it? I'm hilarious. No, but actually I'm working on some t-shirts and some merch. I currently have stickers up in my sticker shop. Ooh. The t-shirts and the stickers are going to be at two different places because I like the stickers, the quality of the stickers at this one place, but I don't like the t-shirts and I want more variety of merch because, like, I want a bucket hat. Also, I'm not a, like, I don't like t-shirts. I want, like, a crew neck, you know? So, but that's just me. But I want, you know, a variety of stuff for funsies. And I don't know if you guys have things that you want for merch, even if it's not like, no, it has to be Katie Frady themed, but if it's something like a quote or I don't know, something that you like, sure, I don't know. All I can think of is the Katie Frady logo and are you Frady or not a Frady, and that's about it. I don't know, so let me know if you guys think of anything else. I would love to incorporate your ideas if you got any. And yeah, so that's that. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube. If you're watching the video, you're already on YouTube, so thank you. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow, comment if you liked Wolfman, comment if you hated it, comment what you're excited for the new year. What else? Make sure to follow us on Instagram. I haven't done this in a second. I'm like forgetting what I'm supposed to do. Follow us on Instagram at Katie Afraidy. Also on TikTok still. Let's go TikTok. Katie Afraidy. I'm also, yeah, just Katie Afraidy and everything. That's basically it. Yeah, I guess the advice for this movie is if your dad dies, make sure he's actually dead before you go to his house to clean it out. Honestly, that's pretty good advice. If you haven't seen your dad in a while, and he's like, then they're like, hey, your dad died, maybe just double check. Because he could be a werewolf, and then you might turn into a werewolf too, and then you're fucked, and then you have to ask your wife to keep... Oh my god, I forgot about that part. Let's go back. Wait, I'm so sorry. The ending... I did like how the ending and the beginning were mirrors and bookends. That was nice. Insane that the mom shot the dad. Crazy, crazy. But I did like how it went full circle. Weird that the daughter has powers that can just... Again, this is what happens when I don't take notes, guys. It's just ADHD brain. Sorry. I'm so sorry. But no, like, what? I just... This movie's not good, guy. I don't know. It's not worth it. Don't. Or maybe it is. I don't know. You decide. Every movie's shit. Every movie's great. Tell me why it's great. Compliment sandwich. Or a shit sandwich. Something you hated, something you liked, and something you hated. Just give me a sandwich in the comments. Why not? Do it. Please. Anyways, you guys are great. Thanks for tuning in. This episode has been so fucking chaotic, and that's what we do. Love you guys, and stay spooky.
Can you understand me? You're scaring me.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.